Good afternoon, everybody, and welcome into the show that's on in the afternoon, where we highlight local personalities, community happenings, and all the events you need to know about going on in and around St. John's County. Pete Melfi, Davey Hartzell, what's going on, man?
Trying to vibe up from that terrible Tuesday segment today.
It was that bad? It was pretty bad.
It was pretty bad. Yeah. It was pretty bad. I mean, right. 61 years old. Oh, no, the father was 61.
Yeah. 52
years. Oh, come on.
Yeah.
What are you doing with yourself?
And then the creepy foot guy.
Oh,
yeah. That was really weird.
Yeah.
But, hey. From creepy foot guys to really good people.
We're going to drive it home on the afternoon show today.
Bad segue. We've got some great folks in studio here that we're going to introduce you to here very, very soon. They're from SurfQuest. We've talked about SurfQuest a few times.
But yes.
Now we're going to get some information from the experts. And that's what we like to do.
Cool.
We've also got, of course, your horrible horoscopes for today. It's pretty bad ones. Pretty
really?
Bad ones today. Yep. And we've got a segment that Davey promises to have me rolling on the floor in laughter.
I think I delivered on this one.
Okay.
I think so. Yeah.
All right. You don't think you know.
I know.
You
yeah.
know it, Davey.
Confidence. Yes. Thank you. Care Bear Stare.
Just like Beaver Toyota knows.
Yes.
That they're giving customers peace of mind on the road with their certified used Toyota program. All of their certified used vehicles, cars, trucks, vans, SUVs, crossovers, will give you peace of mind knowing that you have purchased the highest quality pre-owned vehicle possible. Beaver Toyota is the only dealer in Florida offering an exclusive certified program on all pre-owned makes. 7-year, 100,000-mile warranty.
Wow.
That's better than new car warranty. You remember when we used to see new car warranties like 5-year, 50,000-mile warranty?
Yeah, right, exactly.
Brand new cars, no. They got these on their certified used vehicles as well. That's huge. By providing certified used cars and trucks, Beaver Toyota really does give customers peace of mind and a vehicle they can trust and afford. Check them out today. Beaver Toyota, they are here to wow you. And that's what they do.
Yes, they do every day.
Speaking of people who are here to wow you, I mean, it's not their official slogan, but they do it all the time, and it's All American Air.
Huh.
They've been doing it for 42 years.
Unbelievable.
Been serving our area, Duval, Flagler, Putnam County as well. Their areas of expertise include warranty and non-warranty service work on all makes and models of AC units, preventative maintenance agreements, new construction installations, and equipment replacement with their high-efficiency systems. From their most efficient Lennox home system to the iComfort Ultra Smart Thermostat, they're going to keep you cool and saving money through the summer, through the winter, all that stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Give them a call today. See what they can do for you. They are All American Air, 461-0070.
I tell you, I had a friend who was just doing patch jobs on trying to fix the air conditioning, just doing the little Freon, a little bit here and there, and they kept saying, you're going to need a new unit. You're going to, guess what? Bada bing, bada boom, yesterday. Yeah. Now they got a new unit coming today. How
awesome.
Nice is that turnover?
Yep.
Yes.
That's pretty great.
So
pretty
listen
great.
To them when they say it's time. So they'll prepare. They set me up right in case I had to finance mine. So it was all, it was a really, really nice whole ordeal because it's a little intimidating.
It can be, but they make it really easy down there.
Absolutely.
That's one thing I really like about All American Air, man. I've got a Lennox system in my house, too.
Yep.
Yeah.
Good.
Great system. All right. Davey, where do we start today, sir?
Funny and painfully true memes that anyone who's over 30 and tired might understand perfectly.
Oh, boy. These should hit home with me on every single one of them.
Here we go. Fitbits are like Tamagotchis, except the stupid little creature you have to keep alive is yourself.
That's good. I like
Tamagotchi.
That.
Tamagotchi. Yeah, that's right.
You remember those things?
I do.
School,
my
boy.
Sister had to have this. Yeah. This was my sister's thing. Yeah.
Okay.
That was odd. Yeah. Next, cashier checks at half my ID in a second. That was fast. Yeah, I saw the 19. You get it, 1997.
Oh, if it's a 19 nut,
very good.
Yeah, they're all old enough now.
Yeah, right. Do you ever forget to hide your expressions for a minute, and then you're like, "Whoa, I didn't mean to make that face out loud."
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. That's my life.
Yeah.
That's my entire life. Yeah.
Here's me at Publix. Me in the produce section.
Yeah.
Making sure I buy the right one.
Yeah. Okay. All right. Fair.
How about this one? You go out for one night, and then for the next 3 weeks, you have to recharge your social battery.
If that's not me, that is the Pete Melfi meme. That should be my screensaver on my phone.
For only $10.99 on this next one, you can let every visitor in your house know that you are struggling. I am enough.
I recently saw this at Big Lots. I'm no kidding. I saw that at Big Lots and thought of that meme.
That's a great gift for somebody.
It's not,
really. To be snarky. Next up, your package is out for delivery from Amazon. How many times are you watching for your package?
Yeah, that's me. I basically camp out by the window.
Right, because you want to get it over with. Hurry up, put the package out so you can get it. Yeah, exactly, yeah. Next up, when somebody calls instead of texting.
Text me. Call me. I don't want to take a phone call.
I know. Next up, this is what my food sees through the microwave door.
Just waiting not so patiently.
How about this? This is very, very common. We need to hang out.
Yeah, just let me know when.
There it is.
Oops, busy that day. That's going to be a tough one for me. Oh, yep, all five of those days are going to be tough. Yeah.
And our last one today, me contemplating if I should make the purchase after reading 2 1-star reviews, ignoring the other, 5 million star, 5-star reviews.
But see, that's because my problem is when I ignore those 2 reviews, then my product shows up and it's exactly like those 2 bad reviews. You know? And I'm sitting there thinking, I should have just listened to those 2 bad reviews. They were exactly right.
Did they pay for the other 5-star? That's what goes on
right,
in my mind.
Or are they fake 5-star reviews? Right. Yeah.
Always believe the grouchy people.
Well, this is like when we do a show, and you know, we'll do a morning show that has 120 great comments.
Yeah.
And then it's like 2, like the one we got this morning, Troy's creepy.
Yeah.
That was the one we focus on is the negative one.
Yeah.
People got to stop doing that.
Congratulations,
us
Stacey.
Included. Stacey really went in on Troy this morning. Man.
Woo.
Poor guy. He can handle it, though.
Yeah,
I think he's all right.
Tough. Yeah. Like, dude.
We got a Vibe Up after that.
Woo, yes.
I do that with my friends at Vibe Nutrition.
All right.
I'm there every single day. Getting fueled up with energy, clarity, focus, happiness, better mood, all that good stuff, man. It all tastes good. All the stuff down there at Vibe is delicious.
I mean, they got the donuts. They've got waffles. Yep.
Waffles tomorrow, by the way. Waffle Wednesday.
You better save the date.
Got to do that.
And gotta you got to get them
for
early.
Those waffles. Yes, you do. They sell out quick. Vibe Nutrition, they're right on the corner of Lewis Speedway and Varela Avenue. Great folks, great drinks, great food. Great, it's all awesome.
Man. Yeah, it's the best. And they're turning one. I can't wait. Saturday.
They're turning one. It sounds so little. Little babies.
I feel like they've been around forever. I know.
Well, that's because you see them every day here in the studio.
Absolutely.
And I visit them every day at the corner of Lewis Speedway and Varela Avenue.
Tried and true. Very good.
Also, Panache.
Oh. Panache. Since 1987, Panache opened its doors to be a cut above the rest. Their mission at Panache is to care for their team, guests, and community from scalp to soul and bring the joy to the world one service at a time. The Panache difference, their carefully chosen and highly trained staff is there to exceed your expectations. The same goes to their elegant salon space dedicated to guest comfort and devotion to innovation and artistry. Their focus on making your day and continually raising the bar and also align themselves with Aveda's mission of ethical and sustainable business practices. Its high fashion aesthetic shares Aveda's exceptional standards of quality products, treatments, guest care, and everything they do reflects the standards of an Aveda salon. Get posh and go to getpanache.com and get with it, boo.
Very good.
Yeah.
All right. Speaking of very good, a group that warms my heart.
Yes.
For sure. A group that I've seen in action, and to see a SurfQuest in person is really, really amazing, man. It's really cool to see all the smiles, all the happiness, all the love, all the warmth. It's just very impressive. And from SurfQuest today, we've got Lynn Funchen and Randy Andrews joining us. Thank you guys for coming in studio today. We appreciate it.
Glad Thanks to be for here. Having us.
Of course. Yeah. So talk to me about how SurfQuest started. This is a program of the ARC, correct?
Correct. Well, yes, it is now.
Okay.
But it didn't start that way. We just kind of all decided that one day we were going to take a bunch of people out surfing. And because they don't get to, because we work for the ARC, and our guys don't get a lot of opportunities like surfing. It's an unusual opportunity. We have baseball and those kind of things, but, we thought, hey, why not? And,
wasn't there drinking involved?
There was a little bit of drinking involved.
the concept.
There might have been rum runners involved.
That's called a blessing.
Yeah. There you go.
Positive.
And everybody thought it was a really great idea. So,
what an opportunity for these kids to be able to go in the water with what? How does it all work?
Well, we do it once a month
from March through October. The initial one was in November, and that was 8 years ago. We didn't realize it was actually eight. We've been calling it seven, but it was 8 years ago. And it was cold and blowing and horrible conditions, but we realized the concept was fabulous, just not in November. Yeah. So,
whoopsie doodle. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. So,
I mean, you had the beach to yourself, didn't you? Yeah. November?
Okay. Keeping it positive. Yeah.
Nobody wanted to go in the water, but you had the place to yourself.
So, also at that time,
the coaches wanted to go in the water. Yeah, the guys were all over it.
So, we put the word out and we ended up getting a lot of donations of wetsuits that I'm not sure we've used since that first one.
Yeah,
But we do it once a month at Mary Street Ramp. We have a permit that Lynn arranges for, and
and that's all new. We never had permits before or insurance or any of that. Because it grew, the first time that we went out, Blue Sky Surf Shop and Augustine Paddle Sports, that just it was all community. So it was like they said,
"Hey, loaned us boards.
Yeah, we'll give you some boards if you want to go do this." And
oh, cool.
And so it was just, everybody kind of, you brought your board, Randy and Pete brought his board. We just kind of showed up at the beach. And
since then, it's caught on, and people just love to support the program. And at this point, we have two trailers full of equipment. We have a tow vehicle, jackets, and boards, and
we got a really nice board.
Yeah, we got a custom board made special for us. We have tents that Rotary Club gave to us. Really, really nice setup now.
Yeah, the program, the nice part about the program is it's all volunteer. So every dollar that is donated to SurfQuest goes into SurfQuest. It's not
overhead fees or executives or anything. Yeah. Okay, that's amazing.
Yeah. And talk about your coaches, too, because your coaches come from all walks of life. I mean, there was a former firefighter out there. You got guys who are great at surfing, men and women. I mean, it's such a cool mix of people who come together for you guys for a good reason.
They do. You want to?
They're a fabulous blessing because these people have other things they could be doing.
Sure.
And I actually have a little list here. I'd like to go down. Tim O'Neill.
Great guy. Love Tim.
Yeah. A fabulous surfer.
He actually plans his vacations around SurfQuest.
Yeah. Yeah, I believe it. He loves it. He loves doing SurfQuest.
Randy Sellers, Louis Prize and his son Curran come out. Jill Nicolino and her guy Tom Boyle. Tom Harding, the firefighter you're referencing. Yeah. Kyle Goodwin. Bert Tavery and your own Mike Davis too.
Yeah.
And there's just a bunch of other folks that I just couldn't think of off the top of my head.
I love that Mike Davis is my own now. Mike Davis is, I'm sure, thrilled to hear that.
Well, Mike's on the board of ARC too. So it's like, he kind of has that whole.
Yeah. Yeah. And we've got a couple of people who are actually professional, surf instructors, Giles from the Pit Surf Shop. And Candace from down in Flagler Beach, she comes up, and she's just fabulous. She's young, and she's gifted. It's amazing.
So on an average month, like, how many kids are we talking about here?
It changes, but
We probably have between 50 and 150, depending on the nice thing about it is we
all
don't have
on deck. I get it.
Okay. Yeah, but they come in. Our events go from 1 to 4, but it's surfing. So some people show up at 1, some people show up at 3:30.
That would drive me bonkers. I'm a control freak.
That's surfers.
We try and keep it casual. There's not like a registration process or anything. If you show up, you should get a chance to surf.
Cool. Do you have to go to the ARC? Do you have to be part of their programs?
No, not at all. And you don't have to be local. We have people coming from Orange Park and Jacksonville.
They're out of state.
We have people
who come in from out of
state. If you find out about it and you want to participate either as a coach or a participant, just show up out there.
And it's any disability, any age, any disability. So we've had people who were, we had that 18-month-old baby. We've had
RJ.
RJ.
Accident, victim of a 4-wheeler accident who was told he would never walk again. And he's out there with us. And
he stood up.
He's an amazing guy.
What is that like when you see that? Like, do you remember the first time that you, obviously it was November and it was crazy, but do you remember that one moment when you know you touched that one life that couldn't even express themselves with the joy? What did that joy look like to you?
There's the ones that stick out to me is RJ, just because we watched him the first time he couldn't even walk into the water on his own. And then,
progressing, you
know,
and
Randy's like MacGyver for surf, you know, stuff. Yeah. And so it's like we had a bucket. We had a rope. We're trying to get him because he didn't have the thing to be able to stand up.
So that was the weight, right? Was that what he was using with the bucket and the rope?
No, the bucket was so that he could...
Had something to push off of. On.
Okay.
Yeah. Oh. Just trying to be able to stand up. He had been a surfer before his accident.
Right.
But hadn't been back in the water. And we were just trying to come up with ways to make it more accessible to him to get upright.
From the flat to the up was too hard to do. So just trying.
That determination.
Something you could throw it away. You know, it's just, I mean, he was really nice about letting us experiment with whatever.
So he probably wanted to get back on the water in any way possible.
Wow. Yeah. And he's just, you know, he's family. He's part of the big family. Yeah, that's what we all are now. But it's, and the other one was we have a young man, unfortunately, he just recently passed, but he had a ventilator. And the first time that they asked us to put him out in the water, I'm like, this is why they have liability insurance.
And Jennifer Adams, too.
Oh, and Jennifer, Miss Wheelchair America.
Yeah, she was born with no arms or legs and didn't want to wear a life preserver.
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
We're safety conscious. And we're like, I don't know. But she was amazing.
She's still, she just hasn't been out since COVID, but she's
over there. What a powerful thing, an opportunity that just a couple runners in an evening made, you know. That's magical.
Seriously.
That's amazing.
Some McDonald's and some runners.
Amazing what you can accomplish with just those two things.
I wasn't part of that gathering, but Pete Skoglund, who's kind of like our shore manager out there at the beach.
Who was instrumental on this interview, by the way. We do have to give him a shout out.
He's amazing.
Yeah, he's kind of our shore manager and communications guy. He handles a lot of the posting and stuff like setting this sorts of stuff up. But he called me, and I already gave a lot of time to the Boy Scout program, and I wasn't really sure I had more time to give. Mm. But that first day, it was just so unbelievable that, you know, I knew it was a great idea and I wanted to be part of it. So, it was fabulous.
I love that when passion kind of wakes you up, but all of a sudden you're like, it's another second wind.
All of these guys were friends, childhood friends too, so it makes it really fun to listen to all the background stories.
Oh, I bet. So what does the crowd look like now these days when you go out to Mary Street once a month? What kind of crowd do you have? Like, how many people, how many coaches, how many kids out there?
It's hard. You can't really predict. You don't
know. It's different every time.
Goes in and out. So you have like some people that are in the first part of it that are different in the afternoon. So that's why I say we probably have 50 to 150 depending on the day, but they're not there all at the same time.
Yeah. Right, right.
So,
and weather plays a part of that too.
Sure.
And we're always want to be a rain or shine thing, but there are times when it's too sketchy and we have to call it off. Hurricanes or thunderstorms, we're not going to put anybody at risk.
Do people register before they go? Like, so
you don't have to.
No, coaches or people. Yeah,
I mean, we're just kind of throwing it up in the air and hope everything falls in place.
So what happens if you have to cancel something like that? Is the communication just Mr. Pete just kind of puts that out there? Or?
I just put it out on the Facebook page. People know us well enough now to
if I'm a family and I really want to have this opportunity, I would be heartbroken if it, you know, just to know.
Yeah.
So what usually happens? You reschedule if weather.
We try. We did that a month or two ago where we couldn't do it, and we did it the next weekend because everybody had availability, which isn't always the case, but we were able to do it the next weekend, and it worked out. It was actually a little sketchy looking weather-wise on that weekend, too, but we're going to watch it close, and if we can do it, we will.
Well, blame Troy Blevins if it's not good.
He's the weatherman.
He's our weatherman.
He's the weatherman.
Okay. Well,
literally controls the weather.
Oh, yes. Yeah.
His son comes out.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. With us.
Yes. Yes, he does. So,
That's awesome.
Loves it, too, I hear. So what? How can people reach out to you guys if they want to be a coach or if they want to just participate in the surfing?
Through the Facebook page and or just show up at the beach. Literally,
just show we have up people.
Yeah, we,
that's the best.
We've
way.
Had people that were walking on the by. Beach. Yeah, on the beach that day. That she just was like, "Hey,
and
they helped." So just for safety purposes, we do the only kind of organized thing that we kind of do is we have color coded shirts for the coaches. So all of the coaches that we know and are very experienced have to wear like a purple or a green shirt. And then the ones that we don't know have to have orange on. So I can look out and see, make sure that somebody who has an orange shirt on is with somebody who has
that's a smart idea. Cool.
So that just maximizes safety, right? Yeah. So that you have those individuals in the purple, you feel safe taking anybody out.
Right on, yeah.
Exactly.
Can I mention some of the background people that may not get their glory?
Yeah.
Lynn's kind of our general manager.
That works. I like it.
Lynn's here today on the show.
That's it.
I attached these names this morning, so
she's
they
like,
don't
do I get
work.
Raise for that?
What's 20% of zero?
So Pete Scoglin, like I call him earlier, he's kind of our shore manager and communications guy. I do a lot of the equipment maintenance, and we also set up music there, have some reggae going or whatever.
Very nice. Good.
He also fixes everything.
Mr. Fix It. It's important.
And so Mike Strasbaugh, who has a daughter who comes out and participates, he also takes photographs, which are fabulous. He'll upload 100 or more pictures.
He's
from
famous
each event.
For his photography. Yeah.
And it makes us feel so good to be able to look back and see what he's done. Kathy Jackson comes out. She's the executive director of the ARC. My friend Bill Kent, he allows us to store the trailers on his property, and that's where we do the maintenance and stuff as well.
Okay.
And then Pete's wife, Valerie, and Tim and Tracy Summerford and Angela Strasbaugh do a lot of the coordination up at the tents. And then Tim and Tracy help get one of the trailers there each week as well. So
cool.
I just kind of wanted to
It's a team effort. Everybody's necessary.
And it all just kind of fell into place. Everybody they saw a void and took up a role, and it just works out really, really well. So
that's cool.
Beautiful, guys. Absolutely amazing.
Well, is there anything else before we're done here today that you guys want to make sure that people know about SurfQuest?
Mostly just like that everybody's welcome, and it's, because it's under the ARC, everybody kind of thinks developmental disability, and it's literally any. We have veterans with PTSD. We have it's
older fellow
anybody.
With cancer, just whoever.
Yeah, the cancer survivors.
If
you want to get out and you have difficulty, come out. We'll help you get in the water. That's basically it. And we have the beach wheelchairs that are ours now, so that we don't have to rely on the counties.
Oh, great!
If you'll just hit the page and let us know ahead of time. They're always up at the top, but because we still do need more, I don't know where we'll put them, but we do need more to get everybody down, because we run them back and forth up to the beach when people need them.
Just check out the page on Facebook or come out, show up.
Yeah, just come out and you don't have to have a disability. Show up.
Saturday, 1 to 4.
And is it this Saturday? Are you guys doing one this Saturday?
That's correct.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Saturday.
Good deal. Good deal. So I would recommend just go out there and check it out. Just go out there and see what it's all about and see if it's for you.
And you don't have to be surfing. You don't have to be a surfer. You can be a clapper on the beach, a person who runs and throws the life vests on. So
It really is rewarding to play any role in it.
Absolutely.
That's amazing.
Well, Lynn and Randy, thank you all so much for joining us here today.
Thank you, guys.
It was a very informative conversation. And thank you for all you do for so many people here in St. John's County. It's really, really cool.
Thank you, guys.
Absolutely.
Thanks.
Very cool stuff.
Man. Can you imagine the inspiration of our community that people just got together, came up with this incredible idea, and made it happen?
And legitimately changing people's lives.
Absolutely.
And giving them some of the best memories they'll have.
I mean, I'm choked up. Like, it's just, that's amazing that we have this here.
Yeah. It's very, very cool. Hey, speaking of very, very cool, we've got some more folks who help us put on these very, very cool shows and very, very important shows each and every day. One of those being our friends at the Bailey Group, of course. Mark Bailey has built upon the foundation of a trusted local insurance agency and developed the company into a nationally competitive firm. The Bailey Group provides insurance, benefits, and financial strategies to companies and employees across the United States while maintaining that local personalized service model that sets them apart from the rest. The Bailey Group provides progressive solutions using cutting-edge technology, strong carrier relationships, and out-of-the-box thinking. Give them a call today. See what they can do for you. 904-461-1800.
And when the United Way of St. John's opened in 1957, it was known as the Community Chest. That was the first year they raised $48,000. Well, the United Way of St. John's has changed a lot, but their focus hasn't. Today, with a total impact of over $3 million annually, they continue to fight for the areas of health, education, and financial stability of every person in our community. Serving both Putnam and St. John's counties, the United Way of St. John's is the only organization that brings us together to focus on the community problems that matter the most and find partners that share that same vision, that have energy, passion, expertise, and resources to get the work done. Every year, United Way of St. John's is amazed by the generous hearts and continued support of those in our community. It's amazing what happens when we live united.
Very much so. All right, Davey, what do people need to know about coming up, man?
Ooh, all right. Also this Saturday, 10 a.m. to 4:30 p.m., St. Augustine Metaphysical Fair.
The Metaphysical Fair.
This is brought to you by the Center for Spiritual Living in St. Augustine. Of metaphysical, I actually looked it up. It is like the study of what we know and how we know it.
Ah, the study. Okay.
So this is open to the public, 10 a.m. to 4:30 p.m., $10 at the door. Arts, crafts, food, presentations, drawings, psychic readers, and holistic healers.
I kind of want to get a psychic reading.
Okay.
I had one psychic reading. I told you about that. It was not the best psychic reading.
No, me too.
It was good news for me.
Yeah, well, hope it happens.
That's the whole thing. It's got to happen.
Whole lot of love in the house.
It's got to happen.
Mm. Hey, grab your friends and join the third annual Balloon Glow Gala.
That's right. I love this one.
Yeah, they're coming on the show to talk about it soon. But if you need to save the date, here it is. Don't miss the event of the season. Ooh, they're calling it. Yes. The third annual Balloon Glow Gala to benefit St. Francis House at Tringali Barn, Saturday, October 8th. Save the date, 6:30 to 10:30. Live music, delicious hors d'oeuvres, small bites, special cocktail hour from 6:30 to 7:30 with spiked apple cider.
Ooh.
And old fashions. And then I love that they put axe throwing next.
Yeah. Let's do that before you drink.
Yeah, great job.
But nobody ever does. They all get wasted and go out there and throw axes. Sharp objects.
They also have the tethered hot air balloon rides. I've never done that before. Have you done that?
I've never done it before. I've never had the opportunity to do it because I usually work this event. I'm usually the blackjack dealer at this event, but they asked me to attend the event this year.
Okay.
So I'm going to do that as just a guest, which is going to be a lot of fun. I've never been a guest at this.
Please go live on the hot air balloon. That'll be so fun.
I can do that.
I think I'm going too. I think that's on our calendar. That's good.
Will Barnes got some good selfies of him in the thing last year.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, our buddy.
Oh, very good.
Yeah.
Dress as business casual to cocktail. Good. That's a nice little option there. Tickets are $175. All going to Port in the Storm and St. Francis House.
Yeah.
Pretty awesome. Cool.
Great event. Great cause. Great location. Great, 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 great.
October 8th, really.
Is one of my favorites of the year, man.
Cool. I'm definitely.
And everybody's out there, by the way. Everybody who's anybody in St. John's County is out there. I always see the Chapmans out there.
Yeah.
They're out there every single year. The All-American Air folks. I see everybody out there.
Yeah.
Really.
Lauren Abel, she'll be with the Chapmans.
Everybody. Yeah, man. The sheriff's always out there. Him and his wife.
Of course.
Yeah.
When does he not miss something?
Right, if there's in St. John's County, he's
popped up like, hey, boom, yeah.
Boy, he's places more than I'm at places. Honestly, I think I'm in all the places.
That schedule has got to be intense, like how he pulls that off, really.
I don't know how he does it, man.
Yeah.
Don't know how he does it.
Hey, here's one. Here's a fun one. St. Augustine Art Association, there's going to be a Halloween puppet making workshop. Save the date, October 22nd, 11 to 1 p.m. In this workshop, ideal for children ages 8 to 12, or if you have the mind like a 12-year-old like me, I probably could fit in. Students will get creative with Halloween-inspired puppets, learn basics of puppet manipulation and construction using a wide range of materials, then have the opportunity to collaborate with others and create a short Halloween-inspired puppet show. Oh, that sounds like such a Tim Burton movie, doesn't it?
I bet that's something the kids would absolutely love.
I think that sounds like a great time.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
We used to do perform. We used to write plays when I was a kid. We'd write little plays and act them out in the backyard.
Absolutely.
And fight the whole block over. And yes. Most people hated it, but the parents loved seeing us.
I would have totally been a neighborhood friend of yours then. That's all we did. Use our imagination.
Yeah.
Music video documentary hour was always a fun
time. That's all we could do back in the day, right?
I mean,
we didn't have anything cool
to do. That oscillating fan went a long way.
Yeah.
Rhythm and Ribs, everybody. It's apparently it's out there. If anybody needs, let me know.
October. I know I haven't heard anything about Rhythm and Ribs this year.
Well, me too. October 14th, 15th, and 16th. I'm a Rotarian. I don't want to lose this event. I think it's an amazing one. Our community does rally around. So please save the date. Go on the Facebook page. See what they've got cooking. They're going to be releasing some things momentarily. I know that they're working on it behind the scenes. But Rhythm and Ribs, hold on to this one. I love it.
Yeah. Keep making it good.
Yeah.
Better every year. All right. I think is that it?
Yeah, I feel good. That was a good Tuesday update.
Well, good Tuesday show altogether.
Wow, inspiring.
Great guests, man.
Yeah.
Thank you for lining that up.
Yeah.
Very cool. Thank you to Clay for pressing all the buttons back there. Always appreciate him. And thank you guys for watching. It was fun. Hope you guys enjoyed it. And we'll talk to him in the morning.
Bye, everybody.